Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Zero Dark Nerdy. I am Jerry, a.k.a. Spacecracker, and with me is...
Jordan Brown, a.k.a. Doodoo Brown, 3879, a.k.a. USDA Freshman.
And we're coming to you live from our secret underground bunker. it's undisclosed for a reason. With us today, we have the wonderful Sarah Chu. Welcome back to the program, Sarah. How have you been doing?
Hi, thank you guys for having me again. How's it going?
Well, it's been going great. It seems like you've been really busy lately. You want to go over what you've been up to lately?
Yeah, it has definitely been like such a busy, crazy, but really good summer. So just starting way back in May, I went on a Japan trip for about 2 weeks. Awesome. So that was amazing. Then in July, I went to San Diego Comic-Con. In August, I went to Keystone Comic-Con. I went to Wizard World at some point, in the summer. I don't remember what.
Somewhere thrown in there.
Yeah, somewhere in there. And then most recently, I think about 2 weeks ago, I went to Colossal Con East, which was incredibly fun. And then...
Where is that located?
I've never even heard of that.
Yeah. You've never heard... Oh, you're missing out then.
Colossal.
But only if you like parties. If you don't like to party, then do not go to...
I'll keep it at arm's distance.
Yeah, and you need to also like bathing suits. It's like a bikini con. So if you're not into that, do not go. Doing? Not for you.
Time out. Time to fuck out.
Hold on. Get the memo on that one?
Yeah. Hold on. I'm going to put this in all caps. You said Colossal Con?
Colossal Con. So there's one in Ohio, but I mean, that's Ohio, so don't go there. But Colossal Con East. Hey, I live there. I did my time. I can speak about it. It's fine. But Colossal Con East. It's in the Poconos Mountains in Pennsylvania. I'd heard about it for like years, have always wanted to go, but something came up, didn't really prioritize it. Just kind of thought it was a small whatever con at the end of summer, but I'm so glad I went this year because it was so incredibly fun and like, I don't know what a con experience should be if you want to do the party thing at a con. It's just perfect.
So is it, I mean, is it like comic books and shit like that, like con?
Not really. So,
it's just like a party con?
Yeah, it's a party con. It's a party con. There is a vendor floor. The resort's so large, though. I mean, I didn't go. I couldn't tell you where it is. I don't know that anyone really went to that. That's terrible. I shouldn't say that. But the point of it, it's not like you don't go to panels. I don't know if they have panels. It's not... I don't know, like no one talks about the vendor floor, but what it is, it's like it's a cosplay con, but not one where people get too serious about it. It's like I said, like bikini cons, like, you know, you do the bikini version of any character you want and you don't have to, you can do normal cosplay too. But what's really cool about it is like, it's in like this resort, it's the largest indoor water park and there's like a giant arcade. There's, like woods and a waterfall outside. So if you want to do like your legit cosplay in the woods by a waterfall, you can do that. If you want to just sit in the lazy river and be drunk the whole weekend, you can do that. You can hang out in the arcade and do photos there. So it's just because there's all those different environments. And it's just really, really fun. You know, it doesn't get old.
Well, I think everyone in our crew would love that.
Yeah, I think we're fucking doing that.
Don't take our... 2020. Brian's already taking the days off.
Looking up the dates.
It's Con should be paying me now for advertising.
Fuck yeah,
but yeah, no, I thought it was probably the most fun con I went to this summer, and I will definitely be going back every year.
Did you do a dress up, bikini dress up?
I did. I'm trying to think. So I actually didn't end up like wearing a lot of the cosplays I brought. And usually I would like stress myself out. Or, like, oh, I got to like have my perfect cosplay. But the con still was not like that. I did do probably like my biggest one, I guess, was I did an Advent Children Tifa that I based off some fan art that I saw. It's on my Instagram right now. So that, I don't know, I really liked that. It was super fun. And then after, I went to the bar with some friends and we ate and drank and I was like in my cosplay and it was like, no one's looking at me weird. I'm like in a bathing suit in a restaurant. But like everyone is, it's totally normal.
That's fun. Yeah, that's fun. Yeah. Colossal Con cruise?
Okay. Oh, yeah, I saw that. I was tempted, actually. It was so much fun. I was like, should I do this? But
I mean, I'm going to wait till goodbye money 2020.
Adios.
All right, well, that sounds like fun. So were you finished explaining what you've done this summer?
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Yeah, we got excited, sorry.
I only remember the last thing I did, Colossal Con, is like 2 weeks ago, but I'm like, oh yeah, Japan, San Diego,
oh yeah, that.
Whatever.
I've always wanted to go to Japan. That's my spot I want to fucking go to, period.
You should do it. It's a wonderful, wonderful place. I can only say amazing things.
Good.
Excellent.
That's all I hear.
Well, I know coming up, you're coming to New York Comic Con. What do you got planned for as far as cosplays going on up there?
So I'm going to plead the fifth on that one. Well, one, by the time this comes out, it'll be after New York Comic Con, right?
The audio will be
this week.
This week, okay.
You don't have to divulge.
You'll just have to follow my Instagram to find See? Out.
Which is
Sarah Chu Cosplay.
Hey.
Yep, there you go. It's just Sarah Chu Cosplay on Instagram. Something else. Right after I finish with this podcast, I am going to start working on my cosplay. So
oh, yeah,
awesome.
Yeah. So. Like I said, it's been a busy summer, and I'm a bit behind. I also have another new cosplay that's being shipped to me that I don't know if I'll get in time. So I wish I could tell you my lineup, but I don't know.
Don't stress it, girl. You just bring some stuff and have fun while you're up there.
Exactly.
Relax. You've been going hard for a while here, so you know, take some time for yourself and have fun. Thanks. And enjoy that.
Thank you. Exactly. You know, I have. Honestly, like so many great cosplays. I'm just gonna like night before what I get done, what I want to wear, just pack it then, and just worry more about having fun than having the perfect cosplay.
Right. Do you have plans on seeing any panels or seeing any celebrities or anything while you're up there?
Yeah. I mean, the Hobbit panel looks pretty good. I've seen a Hobbit panel in the past that was pretty hilarious. So I definitely want to try to go to that one. I know I keep coming back to Final Fantasy, but, and I'm probably going to butcher his name, but I think it's like Yoshitaka, something Amano, the original artist for Final Fantasy, he's going to be there. So I definitely want to get something signed from him or some, you know, art that he has there. I think he just came out with an autobiography, so maybe pick that up. Yeah, other than that, I'm just going to, you know, see what happens. How about you? What are you excited for?
Well, I'm excited. I'm not excited because I'm not going, but if I was going, yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's been a trying year and So but if I was there, I would be clamoring to see Tom Hiddleston and Paul Rudd. It's gonna be very expensive, but I would stand in the line and pay it if I was going.
That's awesome.
Paul Rudd over Tom Hiddleston.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Absolutely. No offense, Tom. If you, I just used your first name only, like I know you.
This is Tom. Oh, sure, you know Tom. Oh, Tommy.
You know, I'm sure if he was here, he wouldn't want you to use his full name.
I don't know. I don't.
Stop calling me Tom.
Like, I've never met one famous person in my entire lifetime, but I know I'm gonna have a problem if I ever do because I'm going to use their full name every time I want to say it. Excuse me, Tom Hiddleston. I would just, you know, I was just thinking.
You'd be like, Tom's fine. Okay, Tom Hiddleston.
Okay,
sorry, Tom Hiddleston.
Stop screaming at me.
Oh, God. We'll go ahead.
Why do y'all like me?
I don't know. We don't know. Well, you guys are talking about the Final Fantasy. You want to jump on that and freak out and
the fucking fanboy and fangirl out about it?
Oh, yeah. I can absolutely fangirl about the new, or I guess it's new, the Final Fantasy VII remake that's planned, or the first episode planned for, was it March 2020? I'm forgetting dates, but soon, very, very soon, if it doesn't get pushed out, which I don't think it will. Yeah, I've been super excited about this for a long time. It honestly didn't feel like it would really happen. I think we all, any Final Fantasy fan knows that like 15 took what, like 10 years to come out. So we're like, yeah, right. Like you're ever going to do the 7 remake, right. But I think it's real. Feels real.
Yeah. Real, but now, did they put a date on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a date. You can pre-order it on Amazon. So my copy is, you know, definitely pre-ordered from the first day. And I kind of, you won't be able to see this on the audio, but that's why anyone listening to the audio should check out the video. I've been a fan since day one. This is my original Final Fantasy VII copy that I got the day it came out.
Wow.
It was, I think it's 12 still, or something.
Yes, it's.
Oh, no, it's faded. It's hard to tell.
You've never dropped it, not one time.
Oh no, the discs are scratched. Look how faded this like book is.
Oh god, yeah. Okay.
There's no secondhand sticker on the front, like you didn't buy it.
No. I got it like day one. I think at like midnight at Walmart, like waited in line.
Yes.
I'm serious about it. I can never part with this. So
I lost my 7 and 8, but fun fact, I still have my Final Fantasy 9 disc just like that. It's been sitting in my brother's room, in my parents' house, in my brother's room beside his bed, on his bedside table for some reason. I would always hide my cocaine in there. Like, to be honest, I might need to go check that because
that's actually an incredible hiding place. No one would check inside the
place. Honest.
I would, oh my God, I need to check that.
You might have some.
Yeah, please let me know. Now I'm really curious.
I don't know why. I don't know why that was the. Oh, I mean, man. I never got caught. Sorry, Mom. Sorry, Dad. Oh my God, I don't even remember 9 at all. I remember 7, and I'm playing 8 now with the remaster that just came out for PlayStation.
Yeah, how is that?
It's they have faces now. That is essentially the difference that I've noticed. They have faces that aren't like pixels. And right. I mean, I think that what I remember the graphics looking like back then, like, oh my God, these are great graphics.
Yeah. Like, cutting edge.
Yeah. I think that what the remaster is what I thought they looked like back then. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Because if you go back and look at them, they're pretty shitty graphics.
But in your head, it looked like that.
Right, right. It's the remake is still, or remaster is still pretty not good.
Pretty not good? Okay.
Well, I mean, compared to like Final Fantasy 15, which sucked in my opinion. And the 8 was my favorite, personally.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All right. You're one of those.
Oh, what does that mean?
I don't know. It's always like it's a certain type of person who thinks Final Fantasy VIII's like the best one.
Okay, to be clear.
You know, I don't know that I trust anyone that thinks Final Fantasy VIII's the best one. Like emo, Tom Cruise, whatever. Like, why do you like it so much? Tell me.
I like it because of the act, the fighting. I like the goddamn the battles. That's what I'm trying to say. I like the leveling up system. I like the junctioning your abilities for the GFs and whatnot. And I mean the characters are kind of shitty. Let's face it. Squall is a black, like, I mean, like, not black man, but like, I'm like, a, like he's just a
uh-huh.
Like a no face. He's got no emotions or just.
He's like the blank from Dick Tracy.
Exactly. Well, I don't get that reference though, but. Oh.
Okay,
but no,
either.
I liked it. I like the weapon crafting. I like the I even like the
It's okay if you ran out of things to like about it.
Ooh. Am I getting roasted? It's a little hot in here. Am I getting roasted right now? That was
I think that was a read.
All right, Miss Lady, ma'am.
So you like the battle system, you know, that's great. But don't you think the battle system in 10 was like so much more improved in like the leveling up system?
Like, okay,
I tried an 8, but 10 perfected the battle system. That's my favorite battle system of any Final Fantasy.
Is my second favorite. The only reason that I like 8 better than 10 is because of the card system, the card side quest instead of the fucking blitzball.
Oh, I hate all Final Fantasy mini games. I'm terrible at all of them, and they don't exist in my head. They're not canon.
No, they're not canon.
They're not real.
You can only say that word to a couple people and them understand what you're talking about.
Non-canonical.
All right, well, 10's your second favorite, so, you know, I guess I won't hold, you know, you liking 8 so much against you.
Yes. I really only like 8 because, not taking back everything I just said, but isn't it fun using the gunblade every time you attack? Pushing that little R1 button and like, ooh, I did that critical hit, bitch, every time. And then when you miss it, I just feel like a dumpster slut. Straight up. I'm really bad at this game for missing the. That's it. All right, I'm gonna go.
I'm not gonna say. Yeah, I mean it's fine. Like it's not like everything's bad about the game. It's just there are. If you're ranking, there are. Ten's a better battle system.
So 10's your favorite.
6 is my favorite.
I didn't play 6. I got into this game late.
Okay, so you like 8 the most. You've never played 6. I bet you love 13 as well.
Which one was 13?
Lightning. I actually did like 13.
13 is online, right?
No. That's 11.
Oh, with Lightning. Yeah, no, I did not like 13.
Okay.
I did not like 13. I liked 12, even though I don't fucking remember it.
It's not rememberable. Like, it was fun. I played it, and then I'm like, I never want to play that again.
Instantaneously forgot about it.
Yeah.
Wiped from my memory banks. The Zodiac Age or some shit like that.
Yeah.
15 was... I cannot begin to tell you how much I hated 15.
All right. Tell us about your hate now.
I just said I can't begin to, so...
The top 3 things you hate about. You had to.
It was maybe... 16 hours of gameplay, maybe 20 if you didn't, or if you actually tried to level up a little bit, which long you didn't fuck. Fucking need to. No, long as fuck? 16 hours?
That is long, right?
Bitch, no!
There are 100 hours into that game. What are you talking about?
In a 15?
Yeah.
How? The main story quest is just... trudging through, and you're like, literally, I'm just like, oh, I guess now this is
one of the chapters was like 3 hours alone. That chapter did suck, and I'm not saying it's the best ever. I have a lot of issues with it too, but the prompto chapter, whatever it was, 13, yeah, that was like 3 hours in and of itself, at least the first version. And they did update it and make it shorter because people complained.
Did you fight the Adamantoids at the end?
I got another five hours into the game. Was really upsetting. I did it on Twitch, and I don't think I've ever like rage quit a stream so fast. People were really mean too. They're like, okay, I'm gonna go fight this thing now, and I'm like 2 hours in, and then they pop back in. They're like, okay, I just like beat it, and I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Yes.
I don't care what you're doing. I hate this stupid turtle.
Fucking
and then when
upper.
I finished, I was like, this was dumb. Bye. And just like, turned off my stream.
Dicks.
But I did it.
I didn't.
Never again.
I watched someone do it. I sat there and watched someone do it. I watched the whole fucking 2 hours of them doing it. Why did I do that? Why did I do that?
You feel somewhat accomplished. I watched that one.
Were you really depressed at the time?
Yeah, I was just like sitting there just like, oh, I can see where this is going. I sat there and didn't move. And I don't know why I'm telling you guys this.
Because afterwards you're like, well, I don't need to do that.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I can just literally skip to the end. It was
like
YouTube.
I just did.
It kind of like sucks you in. Like I didn't want to fight this thing for like 5 hours. Maybe it was 4, but it was longer than it was supposed to take.
Yes.
And exactly. I just couldn't stop, you know, at a certain point. It was just like stubbornness or like Rocky, like I'm not gonna like
give yeah up. Like Rocky.
Yeah I definitely Rockied that turtle. But like Rocky too, I did win.
Okay, good. Yeah, so apart from how what I thought was a short game, miss 100 hours over here, which I love to hear that. I love to hear it when people dump hours into games. Like I spent at least 100 hours on each character build in Dark Souls and all those games. But yeah, 15, just the action, it felt like you were just throwing the sword and warping to it and then rinse and repeat. And like the summons were even awkward, right?
Yeah. The magic system and summons, or I don't even know how to summon. I think they just randomly showed up, but like, that's cool. It's probably more realistic. Like if I was a summon, I would just show up whenever I wanted. Yeah. I'd be like, all right, I'm here. I'm seeing you now. And you'd be like, stop. That's a, I don't know, ice monster. What are you doing? I'd be like the worst summon ever.
Nope.
Anyways, yeah, they like forgot about the magic system. No, the battle system was terrible. It was kind of fun for like 15 minutes. Like I liked warping around, but yeah, that's all you did. You just bounced around or mashed buttons. It wasn't great. Amazing music though.
Okay, I'll give you that.
The soundtracks are always, I mean, usually really good. That's it. That's all I have.
And I went to like the Final Fantasy concert
a
year and a half ago. Yeah. It was so good. I was just like crying the whole time. I was like, oh, this is so good. I'd highly recommend it. It's called Distant Worlds. If it comes near you, absolutely go, because it's like a worldwide thing. So they might never come by you again.
I think I bought someone a birthday present to go see that. No, it was Kingdom Hearts. I'm done. I'll be quiet now.
Well, the composer for Kingdom Hearts, she did Final Fantasy 15.
So. And I'm back in the game. Boy, yeah.
15 does have one of the best soundtracks.
Absolutely. So are you gonna can you tell if you're gonna do another Final Fantasy cosplay?
All right. Oh, I guess I'll tell you guys my cosplay plans. You've beat it out of me. So if it gets here on time, I have the Atifa remake outfit coming. So if it gets here and it fits or I can alter it, I'll be doing Tifa again. So
we have our fingers crossed over here.
A lot of
it'll
emotion.
Be on my Instagram now. Eventually, even if it's not New York Comic Con, it will like definitely be up there because Tifa is best girl and I just want to wear every version of Tifa I can.
I want to see you in every version of Tifa. Meaning that in the least creepy way possible.
Well, meaning we know you kill it every time.
Thank you.
Well, you got anything else, bud?
I think that's it.
All right.
Yeah, well,
wait, are you guys excited for the Final Fantasy VII remake?
Absolutely. I'm going to pre-order as soon as I can. I'm a big fan of pre-ordering.
You can do it right now.
Yep.
Do it right now.
All right, bye.
Now, I do have one question. I don't know if you've been like following the trailers or any blogs on it. I'm kind of like a little too obsessed right now. It's a bit unhealthy. But have you heard the rumor that Mark Hamill is voicing Don Cornelia in the game?
Yes, I have heard that. And I mean, you saw it on the trailer.
Is that true?
It looks and sounds very true.
Yeah, that would be amazing. That would make
my life. Out of nowhere.
But surprise Mark Hamill, which happened to me at San Diego. Like anytime there's a surprise Mark Hamill, it's like the best thing ever.
Yeah, he's really
that
good.
Happens to me.
That's what I'm expecting.
What the fuck? No, get out of here. No. Surprise Mark Hamill just in a regular
game? He surprised showed up to one of the panels I was in. I was like at the panel before and I was waiting for the next one. So I was sitting through the Dark Crystal panel and then he shows up because he voices a character on the show and like did the whole panel. And he is just so entertaining and so kind and humble. He's, big fangirl.
He's definitely a person to fangirl over. Yeah, very easily.
I mean, you've never seen him live action Joker, but I think I consider him like one of the best Joker's portrayals just from his voice from animated series and movies and stuff that he's done. Like amazing, amazing actor.
Absolutely. He is canon Joker in my eyes.
Yeah. Nice. I forget how long is the Don in the game actually? Is it just
That scene? It's really short. What are they trying to do? Get Eris back? They're trying to get something. You know, I'm not going to spoil the scene.
Right. The cross.
Yeah. Which it seems like they're keeping it, which is exciting. Yes.
They're keeping the squat mini game. Let's go.
I am so glad that they, I don't know, weren't afraid to put in maybe some of the more controversial scenes.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they're taking themselves very seriously while taking it very lightheartedly at the same time.
Because they want to put a quality product out there that people want and appreciate, but at the same time,
this is everyone's like Final Fantasy VII's the best goddamn game on fucking planet ever made. If you're gonna remake it, goddamn it, it better be 100% exactly the same. They can literally just repackage it and be like, huh?
I would buy it.
I'd buy it. I would so buy it.
You already said it was the best one. Here. Yep. Just buy it again. Take it again.
Yeah. No, it seems like they're keeping really true to the original, but also adding some more to the story. Like there's a new character appears that was in Soldier. So, and when there's a remake, like I want to see some changes in it, but I don't want it to be like too different. So like, I'm excited to see what they do with the game. Cause it does look.
Like they're already, because you don't get introduced to the summons until after
after Midgar.
But it looks like Sheevan and Freet are going to be in the game already.
Yeah. So and that's dope. Yeah, that would be amazing. Sephiroth, there were some scenes that had not happened at that point in the game. Yeah. So it seems like they might bring him in earlier. And then there's a new character. I don't know if they've said his name or not, but he's in like the soldier uniform and he's on a motorbike. So he's totally new.
Oh.
Yeah, watch the trailers again. It's a blonde guy. He's kind of creepy looking. But yeah, I'm like, okay, cool. It's not just this exact same story. They've added new characters and elements. So I'm excited to see what comes out.
Me too. Like I said, as soon as we get off here, I'm going to go to my PlayStation and pre-order that sumbitch. Have a good old time just sitting there waiting and not moving until the game comes out.
Exactly. You should move to your brother's house and check your copy of Final Fantasy. Before the game.
Oh me! I'm gonna have a good night if that happens. And there's actually a little present in there waiting for me.
Hey, you left future stuff. A little present there.
Save it for the Final Fantasy VII release, so you can beat the game in one shot.
Well, before we get off here, just let everybody know how they can follow you on social media, all the things.
All right, cool. So my main social media right now is Instagram at Sarah Chu Cosplay. I do have a Twitch account that I don't use too much right now. It's Sarah Chu, but I probably will be streaming Final Fantasy VII Remake when it comes out. So, yeah. Awesome. And thank you guys for having me again. It's always so much fun on your podcast.
Awesome. Yes. And we can't wait to see you at the next Colossal Con.
I'll see you guys there.
We're buying tickets right now.
Here we go.
Super news.
Already there. Already booked them. All right, great. Thank you guys so much.
Thanks again for being on the show. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too.
Yeah! Victory!
And anger management?
Fuck anger management.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.